Do other countries need to be given a shove to take action on climate change? Well, the United States thinks so. It's going to start monitoring pollution around more of its embassies across the world, including its buildings in Delhi. But is embarrassing countries into action the best route to take? Well, in Calcutta, businessman Muda Paretha is known as the green mediator for launching initiatives to clean up parks and wetlands. I asked him what he thought about a policy of naming and shaming countries with poor environmental records.
My answer in two words, thank God. Thank God for the fact that somebody outside this country is going to monitor India's air pollution rather than our own government. We failed for two decades in trying to monitor our own pollution levels. So I think we are extremely gratified that the strongest government in the world will do our dirty business for us.
How serious a problem is it for people living in the biggest cities in India?
You know, this is a very tricky question because we are living in a polluted environment. We don't know how bad it is. It's only when we go to non-polluted countries, a number of them being, you know, in the western part of the world, do we realize, my God, this air is really clean. We've forgotten what it is to appreciate clean air. And this is the practical answer that I'm giving you. It's only when you escape the urban environment in India and go 30 kilometers out into the rural landscape, do you realize, my God, this air is fresh.
You're obviously very passionate about the subject. What have you been doing personally to try and clean up cities?
One of the things that one has been doing is working extensively across polluted gardens in the city. You know, the 192-acre property, which is the national park just across my house, there is a government in place which has got executives to clean it. They've got an entire staff, and yet it's dirty. And I have to run across that area every single day. So, you know, now we're trying to work with school children. And as soon as their examinations are over, we probably get back to the greens and try and evacuate as much of plastic, paper and other kinds of litter from the green area, which is supposed to be the government's job.
Why do you think there is inertia amongst some in the Indian government when it comes to cleaning up the environment?
There could be a number of reasons. My evident first answer is that they're so caught up in the corruptive practices that they've invented to keep themselves in office, number one, to make as much of money in the short tenure that they're going to be in office, that I don't think they really care about anything else. There's also one other point. Most governments feel this is an impossible situation. This can't be corrected. There's a feeling of helplessness, not among the public, but among the within the government in the first place. And which is why our cities don't get cleaned up.
If India was to have a green capital, where would your vote go to?
I think very easily Chandigarh. Chandigarh is in North India, very well laid out, designed by the legendary architect Le Corbusier. I think it's got very, very low levels of pollution, and I think would be a model for any city in this country.
And that was businessman Muda Paretha.